Small Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hello and welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here on All Business Media FM, where we're all business all the time. My name is Corey Andrew. And today joining us from Smithtown, New York, is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. She is the owner at NutriSense Incorporated, and you can look them up at www.nutra-sense.com. Please join me in welcoming Amy Shapiro to the Professionals Roundtable. Hey Amy, how are you doing today?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I am well, thank you.
Not a problem. So I guess let's get the ball rolling over here and you tell us a little bit about what you do at NutriSense and what exactly is a registered dietitian nutritionist?
Sure. Okay. So I've been in practice for almost 20 years. I do nutrition counseling and that helps people reach their health and weight goals. So I have a background in psychology, which led me to the counseling aspect of being a nutritionist. A lot of my clients come to me with gastrointestinal issues like irritable bowel syndrome, celiac, or endocrine for diabetes and thyroid, heart disease, osteoporosis. It's not just all about weight. Although a lot of more and more clients are starting to come in for preventative care so that they want to stay healthy and off medications. Our healthcare system is pretty much disease-based. So it's nice to see people are trying to stay healthy instead of wind up with issues along the road.
Yeah, that's cool. So you got a mix of people. It's not just people looking to lose and keep weight off.
It's not just people. Exactly. But my philosophy for weight management has always been a non-diet approach. So when people come to see me for weight loss, we're looking at lifestyle management and food behaviors, and it's not just all about here, follow this diet. A lot of times people are losing weight, and then they just turn around and they put it back on. So actually, that's a very frustrating situation, which led to the title of my book calling it Lose It for the Last Time, in which I instruct people on how to use a non-diet approach to take the weight off and keep it off, not to yo-yo diet and just keep having to lose the same weight over and over again. I've also been spending a lot of time during the past 3 years studying integrative and functional nutrition. Where doctors are more prepared to medicate symptoms than resolve the underlying issues of the illness, a lot of physicians are not trained in nutrition and exercise and diet and how it impacts the underlying causes of diseases. I'll give you a for instance, reflux. A lot of people are being diagnosed with reflux, and the doctors will prescribe a proton pump inhibitor, which is like Nexium, Protonix, Omeprazole. If anybody's on them, you'll be familiar with the names. And what these drugs do is it further reduces the amount of hydrochloric acid your stomach's producing to digest your food. But the issue, probably the underlying issue, could be that you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid, or it could be a bacterial imbalance. So instead of going on a medication, a chemical, the natural way to treat it then is to determine if it's low hydrochloric acid, to actually take some with your meals, and then the food is better digested. It's the undigested food causing the reflux. Or you might have that bacterial imbalance, and so then a daily probiotic would help resolve the problem and not necessarily need a chemical in your body. Those chemicals, like the proton pump inhibitors, they sometimes, over long-term use, will increase risks in other areas of your body for disease. The proton pump inhibitors, for instance, will possibly cause kidney disease, dementia, increased risk of fractures, and vitamin and mineral deficiencies.
Wow, that's really interesting, and I think it's pretty cool. So you're not even aiming to just you're not good with just making the symptoms go away. You got to get down to the cause, and when you get down to it, it can be really complex, and everyone's different. So the same symptom can be from completely different problems.
Different things, right? And so that's what integrative and integrative and functional medical practitioners are doing. They're actually looking at personal health history, nutrition history, emotional state, exercise, and lifestyle. So the goal is to uncover the underlying cause of the disease and not just treat the symptoms. There are physicians that are doing integrative and functional medicine. It's just the cutting edge of things and the evolving field, and so it's difficult to find those practitioners now. But I'm hoping that we're going to become a bigger and bigger community, and so that way people are going to not be using medications, the chemicals, to just take away the symptoms. They're actually going to be able to resolve the issue.
Oh, no, I completely agree. I mean, I feel like we as a society take way too many pills and chemicals to solve these problems instead of trying to get to the root of it. And that's why I feel the work that integrative doctors such as yourself do is very important, because what you're going for is to let the person live their life in a comfortable manner without having to pump themselves full of pills and then switch that up every 3 months because one pill is doing one thing and then the other one's doing another.
Exactly. Or to then find out that that chemical that you took is then damaging another organ or system.
Exactly.
And I just want to be clear that there are many people who need chemicals to stay healthy. And this is not saying that...
It's not knocking medicine.
Right. People should not stop taking what they're taking without guidance from a medical practitioner. And there are many people that actually need to, as a friend says it, better living through chemistry. There are people that need to be able to stay healthy that need medications. I'm just looking at it in terms of...
The over-medication.
The over-medication. Or there's a natural route to resolving the issue. I meet people who, when I ask them about reducing the sodium in their diet to be able to control their blood pressure better, their answer to me is, oh, I take a pill for that. And so there are people that choose the medications so because they find that an easier way out. I just would like people to know that there are healthier options or, you know, more natural options. Right.
Of exactly. course. Amy, I have to say the work you're doing is absolutely fascinating, and I think it's very, very important. And I hope that integrative medicine is something that does continue to take off and become something more, I guess, more household friendly, so to speak.
I believe it will. And I think that, like I said, the community is growing. There are integrative and functional physicians out there. They're just not, it's not mainstream. This is combining
well
conventional medicine.
Publicized.
Yeah. Well, they're just few and far between now because this really is the cutting edge of medicine. But, you know, this is, like you said, this is very important as the population ages. There's more and more, you know, a breakdown in the system, there in our body systems, but it's also lifestyle. People that are spending long hours at work and are sedentary because they're sitting at their, you know, their desks all day long and relying on fast food and, you know, things like that because they don't have time to prepare,
exactly.
you know, healthy meals at home. That's also contributing to the increase in these health issues, which actually leads me to another part of my practice is in employee wellness. So I develop and implement.
Amy, I'm really sorry to cut you off there, but we're running a little over time on the show here.
Okay.
No, but it's been very, very wonderful to have you on the show. I love the work you're doing. I find it absolutely fascinating, and I really hope that we can get functional integrative medicine to a more mainstream level. But currently, for those listening, if they're interested in contacting you for help, maybe some advice, or just to come in, what would be the best way to get in contact with you?
Our phone number is 631-979-6699, or you can get in touch with me at NutriSenseInc@gmail.com.
Alrighty. Well, Amy, I'm really sorry for cutting you off there, but it has been an absolute pleasure and an honor to have you on the show.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Take care.
And that was Amy Shapiro with NutriSense Incorporated in Smithtown, New York. Again, if you're interested in contacting her, that number is 631-979-6699, or send her an email at NutriSenseInc, NutriSenseInc@gmail.com. And the website, once again, is www.nutra-sense.com. This has been Corey Andrew on the Professionals Roundtable, and we're going to be right back at it with more interesting interviews after a quick commercial break.